Hello, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Saga Jakubchek, and you are listening to the DME Interns Podcast.
All right, hello, and welcome to the DME Interns Podcast. I'm your host, Saga Jakubchek, today joined by the very talented Gina Cordova. In today's podcast, we aim to highlight her experiences as a web analytics intern here with the State Department. Gina, very good to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be on.
Wonderful. I was thinking we could just start off with how you first came upon this internship. And I should say, this is a question I find infinitely fascinating because everyone I talk to has a completely different answer.
Absolutely. So I found out through my school, we usually get emails with different opportunities. And this was one of the opportunities was to go and check out all the internships that were available through the government. They had a deadline. I can't remember the deadline, but when I found out, I was pretty close to the deadline. So I went into the website and I did a search based on my interest, which at that point, and which still is data science, and this opportunity came up.
So what school are you currently attending that sent this email out? Or rather, what do you think their motivation was in sending it? And has it helped you in building career connections within your community, if you'd prefer to not give the name of your school?
No, absolutely. So I go to the College of Charleston in Charleston, South Carolina. Mm. And I think that they send these emails in order for us to be exposed to all the different opportunities that may be available for students. And it has helped me create more connections. Certainly, I appreciate the use of LinkedIn because previous to this, I was using LinkedIn, but I did not have that many connections. I feel that it being part of this internship has increased my reach using that platform.
Oh yeah, as a college student, that completely resonates with me. Just being able to see other people who are interested in the same things as you and knowing that you have people you can reach out to with career questions, it's just incredibly helpful.
Yes, I agree.
And now the real meat and potatoes of this interview. Would you like to explain a bit about your role with the DME? I know that web analytics is a term that gets thrown around quite a lot, but I think few people have a really good grasp or understanding of what that role entails, especially when it comes to like the State Department.
Certainly. So basically I'm sorry. I had my alarm on to remind me that just to make sure that I did not forget our meeting. So I apologize about that.
Nah, the alarm accomplished its job. You have not forgotten.
Okay, so basically what my role in this internship is analyzing or gathering the data that is available through Google Analytics and making reports based on that information. At this time, because there is so much information to learn and the learning curve is there, I've been mostly taking classes and taking the time to look over videos that were made available by Dominique. And the entire team has been very good at providing the information that we need in order to succeed in our role. So as of right now, I am practicing my reports that I will have to submit every week based on the data that comes from Google and all the other social media channels.
I see. So you mentioned there's a bit of a learning curve when it comes to utilizing all of these different softwares. I was wondering, because software, it feels like it is constantly being updated. You know, just the web itself, we're getting new websites, new ways of creating content. Is that your experience? And if so, how does it feel to work when your job is always evolving?
Yes, that is definitely the experience. I feel like Google and Instagram and Facebook and all of these websites and social networks are constantly updating their the way that they work, pretty much. And you have to stay on top of that. Usually that comes in ways of continued education. We pretty much have to constantly take LinkedIn classes. We have to read the documentation that is available for different updates. And usually different websites are pretty good at putting in the information out and or give you heads up. Like, for example, they're like, hey, we are going to implement different changes for our systems and you can expect those changes to come on this date and this is how you can get prepared. So it's mostly like just being on top of it, reading almost every other week, making sure that there's no new changes coming up. And if there are no new changes, you can still practice learning more about the system.
I see. Yeah. I'm sure the emails are just the amount of emails you get is insane on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
You mentioned Dominique, and that actually kind of drew my interest because she's a member of the DME podcast team. Super helpful. And she's definitely going to hear this podcast. So hi, Dominique. My next question is, as a web analyst, what sort of people do you work the most closely with?
I mostly work with... can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
As a web analyst, what sort of people do you work most closely with? Like when you're collaborating, what people performing what functions within the DME State Department do you interact with the most?
I mostly work, well, I have to send out reports on a weekly basis. So I don't interact on a one-to-one basis. There's not much of collaboration being done. Is more so like a one-sided stream. Basically, we send out information to different people that need this information. I can give you the names. I don't have them on the top of my head right now, but it's not a collaboration type role. It's not like a creative role where you have to go back and forth between departments trying to get ideas and executing ideas. This is more streamlined and basically you gather reports, you make reports and you send them out.
I see. And that reminds me, you wrote something in your email to me via Slack about learning a bit more on how to work from home. This is quite a common one among interns, I think, that learning how to adjust to this shift in the work environment that's come about since the pandemic. And also, you're a web analyst and you're dealing with reports and data analysis. So, you know, largely you are working from home. My question is, do you enjoy having the ability to work from home or do you consider it to be somewhat of an obstacle?
I love it. I actually love it. Hopefully, when I graduate, I can get a job that allows me to work remotely because I enjoy to travel. So I believe that this is definitely gearing or making me aware of different challenges that I may encounter by working from home, but I do enjoy it. And I do hope that I can get a job working from home.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And in your email to me, you also mentioned that you had a favorite project and that it was kind of tied to learning the analytics process. I think I asked, you know, do you have any favorite projects you've been working on? And you mentioned that just learning the process of analytics was interesting to you. Do you think you could elaborate a bit on this?
Yes. Basically, to me, it's extremely interesting because you can get to know insights and you can answer questions that may not be apparent. So, for example, if you see that most people read an article more than the others. You can create content based on the content that people are searching for. And so, and also like just looking at the results in the reports that I have created, I can see, for example, what are the top articles in our website. And I have actually taken a look at them, and I myself, I'm a veteran. So one of the top articles that is searched is the discounts for veterans. I didn't even know that existed. And so I was happy to find that. So learning not only the role, but also being able to find cool things for veterans within our system is pretty good. I'm able to see, for example, where our audience is from, where they're reading these articles from, how many people are currently on the website, things of that nature. And I find that to be very cool.
Absolutely. And speaking of content, Social Studio, you kind of name dropped this one, but as a podcast intern, I'm not very familiar with it. So could you explain a bit more on what it is and or what are some of the main software that you use when you're completing your data analysis?
Absolutely. So I mostly use Google Analytics. Google Analytics is a software that was created by Google that allows website owners or managers to be able to track the traffic within a website. That's what I mostly use for. That's the software that I mostly use. Their Social Studio is a software that allows managers or people within an organization to post and manage social interactions. So basically, you can create content, you can schedule content, and you can receive data from that content that you have created. So for example, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, things of that nature, you can schedule posts ahead of time and it will automatically post them on behalf of the account that you're managing. And so that's what I know that Social Studio does. In my role, I do not create any content. I use Social Studio to gather the data that comes from those mediums, pretty much.
Are there any ways this internship has taken you by surprise? For example, doors that have now opened to you that were not previously open?
What has taken me by surprise is being able to be part of such a large organization and being trusted in having the access to the type of information that I have. That has taken me by surprise, and I'm enjoying the process of being able to see the back end of the website, of the analytics of the website, pretty much.
And now I think we're going to come back full circle here. What would you say your career goals are going forward?
Well, I want to graduate at the College of Charleston, which I will be graduating next May. And hopefully I will be going for a master's degree in on data science. But if I'm unable to do so, I want to get a job, work for the next 2 to 3 years to get experience within my field, doing something similar to what I'm doing in this internship, dealing with data, whether that data comes from websites or social media, or maybe just information that comes from studies. Being able to manipulate data, to me, is a field that's constantly growing, or is currently growing, and I find it fascinating, the type of information that you can find and the assumptions that you can make based on previous information that's available to you. So hopefully I'll be able to get a job in the data science field.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely see that, especially considering, you know, that you have experience dealing with social media. I mean, data is used in just about every single job there is. You know, we have to keep track of these kinds of things. Do you ever see yourself taking another DME internship?
Yes, I would say so. I would imagine myself being capable of doing some of those social media content creations, the more creative side of things. And I would even say that I may want to write about different topics for the website as well. So yes, I would definitely take another internship as well.
Yes, we always need writing interns, absolutely. All right, listeners, I think this would actually be the perfect place to conclude this interview. Gina, it's been absolutely wonderful having you on.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed the internship and I enjoyed talking to you today, Saga. It was a pleasure being here with you, and thank you. Thank you again.
Yeah, and thank you. And if you ever do reprise the old role with the DME interns, you know, maybe as a writer or something, we can just do it on over again.
Absolutely.
Hopefully via a better software than just Skype.
Thanks.
And now I would like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you could give us a 5-star rating, we at the DME would really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, I'm Saga Jakubchek, and you're listening to the DME Interns podcast. Stay tuned for next week's interview.
I would now like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you could give us a 5-star rating, we would really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, this is Saga Jakubchek, and you're listening to the DME Interns podcast. Stay tuned.